And we've got a little time left in the show today, and I'd like to welcome Nina Stively. She is with the Española Valley Humane Society. Welcome.
Thank you.
So there is an adoption coming up that we want to let people know about. It's called Small Dog Big Hearts Adoption Fair, and it's this coming Saturday, the 8th of December from 9 to 5 at PetSmart. Now, these are all dogs that came from other shelters, is that right?
They're primarily dogs from Española Valley Humane Society. However, we had heard that some of the other shelters downstate were having a bit of a hard time this holiday season with overcrowding, as we often are. And this year we've got, you know, about a dozen or 20 small dogs at our shelter, which is about normal. But at this event last year, we were able to place about 40 small dogs. So we called up a shelter that said they were overcrowded. They said they had a lot of small dogs, and those dogs were out of time. So we offered to take them up, and that's what we're doing.
So these are from places like Las Cruces?
Yes, primarily they're coming from Las Cruces.
And what's going on there? They're just more...
You know, I think it's the same thing that goes on up in Española. It's a serious overpopulation problem. There in particular, the shelter believes that a big part of it is... there's not a lot of restrictions on breeding and selling of dogs, so a lot of the small dogs they get in at their shelter are purebred dogs. In the past, we've worked with them. We've received poodles and dachshunds and schnauzers, lots of really adorable, adoptable little dogs, but that facility receives about 14,000 animals a year. So our shelter receives a very large number per capita, but nowhere near that actual numeric volume, so we're able to take in a few of their dogs.
And so these are dogs, and some of them are purebred.
Yes, absolutely. And I haven't seen them yet. I'm looking forward to meeting them this afternoon. We'll see them soon. So, but they've all passed behavior and health screenings down at the shelter there. And some of the dogs there have been at that facility for 2 months or more. And, you know, our shelter doesn't have a lot of space. We don't have very many kennels. We only have 22 dog kennels. We only have 16 staff. So we're a very small facility. But I think that the holidays are kind of one of those times that if you can help someone, you should.
Yes,
so indeed. That's what we're doing.
Along with the rest of the year.
Yes, the rest of the year would be nice, too.
Now, I'm looking at a picture of a, looks like a dachshund mix named Kaylee. Was it a dachshund spaniel mix?
Yes, that's what the staff is telling us. They said she's a really sweet little dog. She's got these long, floppy dachshund ears, but with a little bit of that wavy spaniel hair. She's about a year old, and they've had her at that facility for about 7 weeks.
Somebody needs to adopt this dog.
Yes.
It's
if not you,
the cutest
someone.
Thing I've ever. Well, if I didn't already have three dogs. There's something about when you've got three dogs and you're a regular person with a life, that's kind of the maximum. At least
yes.
that's what it is for me. We talked to people yesterday who have six and seven dogs each, but, you know,
yeah, well,
that's my max.
When you teeter on the crazy dog lady territory. You
yeah,
know,
the crazy dog lady. But for somebody who wants a small dog, little Kaylee is just, I mean... I wish I could. Maybe I'll put a picture on the website next to yours.
That'd be wonderful. I'm fine being a usurper for the week.
Yes. Anyway, but there'll be lots of other small dogs there. So once again, it's Small Dogs Big Hearts Adoption Fair on Saturday, the 8th of December from 9 to 5 at PetSmart, which is on Zafferano Drive across from Target. And if people want more information, you can call 470-1278. And Nina Stively is with the Española Valley Humane Society. Anything else you want to let people know about?
No, I would like to tell people that if they can't adopt, we are also collecting food, towels, cat food and dog food, and toys at this event. So if you want to come on down and say hi to the animals but you can't adopt, we would love a little bit of help this holiday season with toys and chews and blankets for the animals.
Nina Stively, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.